Yeah, well, firstly, thank you for getting in touch about this all-important issue. This is a very, very worrying time for everybody across our society, for businesses, for people that are out working every day trying to earn a living, and for those who are worried about their health as well. Everything as we know it today will have changed, particularly with such a tremendous, very difficult announcement such as the temporary layoff of 750 people at O'Neill's. And just to give the scale of this, O'Neill's Sports is the largest employer in Strabane and employs people from all sides of the border, all backgrounds, all walks of life, and people who have been there for a long number of years. And the leadership team there have worked tremendously hard over a long number of years to build up that fantastic company and provide first-class employment for the people of this town. And I know today's decision would have been incredibly difficult for the leadership team of O'Neill's, and also for the many employees who are impacted as a result of this pandemic that continues to affect every aspect of our lives.
And it does leave those people and so many others right across the country, north and south of the border, in that position now where they are seeking to find, you know, payments elsewhere. I'm sure you yourself, as, you know, a local representative, are quite busy with people querying on same.
Yeah, my office team have been here continually over recent days answering a huge amount of queries in relation to a diverse range of issues that affect everyone's lives. And today, certainly, this issue has come up in relation to the temporary layoff of these positions, and people worried, and rightly worried, about what they're going to do for income and how they're going to pay bills and so on and so forth. And I know that O'Neill's and the leadership team there, as are other employers, reaching out to the Department of Finance, Department of Economy, to see what help they can receive in order to continue supporting their hard-working employees, particularly through this unprecedented and very uncertain time. And that's why today's decision is would have been so tremendously difficult, particularly for the O'Neill's leadership team. This wouldn't have come easy. But I know that many out there now who are turning to elected representatives and others for clarification as to what they're entitled to are reaching out certainly to my office, to my team, and we are doing our best to get some of the answers for them, and that will take some time to get back to everybody, but we'll continue in a very public way to keep people updated. This situation has, as I said, is unprecedented. It's beyond our control. It's something that we never seen coming down the tracks, and something that has arrived and affected our every way of life. I've never seen people so concerned, so worried, and so fearful of this. But I think that the clear message has to go out, and it has to go to everyone out there, that if we really follow the advice that is given by the public health authority and others, and the World Health Organization as well, to follow the guidance that they're providing, to ensure that we isolate if with any symptoms, to ensure that we continue to keep our hands clean and to remain calm, I believe that we will get through this and we will beat this. But aside from all those, the guidance, there's also a lot of other information out there. Banks now have been reaching out to people, and I think it's important that the listeners know that if you have been one of the people who have lost their jobs today and are worried about their mortgage and bills, then the banks in particular are now offering mortgage holidays, which can be availed of if you get in contact with your bank. And there will also be a number of other things if people would like to get in contact with my offices as well. As I said, we're here to help. We are doing our very best to get back to people, but this is a very worrying time and something that we all will have to work together to get through together.